Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available to you online at npr.org/Bryant Park. So there's news out there. And, you know, what are we supposed to do? Sit here and wait for, look up at the sky to see if something falls out of it? Not really. No, we're going to do the ramble instead. All right, this one coming to us from the left coast. Pauly Shore suing his neighbor Wes Craven in a property dispute that began last year. Okay, so the news is not that Pauly Shore, the weasel, and Wes Craven are neighbors. Is that Shore claims that Craven's failure to maintain his property's vegetation caused a landslide at the, and I'm going to say this in quotes, comedian's house. He also alleges that Craven did not eradicate rodents properly. No word if weasels were among those rodents. I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to say that anymore. I promise. It's in response to a suit filed on behalf of Craven last June, alleging that a pool spa and other renovations at Pauly's property caused water to seep down a slope and damage Craven's place. Hollywood not playing nice.
Contentious issues. Trials and tribulations of Hollywood. My story, a possible contender for word of the day, chatter bowl. It's apparently this new dog bowl, which allows you to record a message to your pet pup so it doesn't get lonely while you're away. That's a good idea. The chatter bowl has a built-in sensor that detects when your pet is within 6 inches. Here's what it sounds like.
You're a good dog. Good dog.
Oh. We're going to buy a few for the office here at the BPP, and we're going to repurpose them into something we call the Matter Bowl. Can we play some of the one we just rigged up for our editor, Trisha?
What a good script, Trisha. Who's a good editor? Who's a good editor?
We're so funny. A spokeswoman for the company says some pets like it so much they deliberately set it off.
In other canine news, a South Korean company announced plans to make clone dogs commercially available. It will cost you how much? $150,000 is the price tag, and the procedure has just a 25% chance of success. So if you've got a wad of bills in your pocket and you want to spend it that way, go right for it. RNL Bio is already working on its first order from an American who wants to clone her dearly departed pit bull. She provided ear tissue of the dog, which she'd taken and saved with a U.S. biotech firm a year and a half ago. And RNL salesman says, quote, now people can have the same dog for their whole lives.
Man, people really love their pets.
They love their pets. They
really love them. Okay, so one problem with drunk driving is that you're drunk when you're driving.
That would be the problem.
As two recent citations prove. Okay, Saturday, stay with me here. A Canadian drunk driver drove up and parked his car at a police station. He then walked into the lobby showing many signs of impairment. Police discovered the man and immediately arrested him. This comes just weeks after a Wisconsin woman was arrested after she called 911 while drunk driving. It's so confusing. Here's a bit of her conversation.
I know somebody could follow me home because somebody seems to think I can't drive home straight.
Okay, why is that?
Oh, he seems to think I'm too intoxicated to drive.
Okay, and so you called 911 or he called 911?
Well, he wanted me to call 911 because he thinks I'm too drunk to drive.
She later said, and this may be the quote Hall of Fame of the week, I was not thinking clearly at the time when I called to announce my drunk driving to 911.
Smart. Hey, that's your ramble.
That was a good ramble. How about a little kiss?
Thanks for that, Maddie Bowl.